You're listening to the Contemplative Light podcast with your host, Clint Sabon.
Greetings and welcome to the Contemplative Light podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabon, and it's good to be back with all of you. Thank you for continuing to subscribe to this channel and our podcast here. You can also check out contemplativelight.org, our website, and you can also check out our very successful YouTube page, and it's under Contemplative Light as well. So today I'm just going to be talking about one experience I had that was very vital for my own spiritual growth. And it kind of comes down to something that Ken Wilber of Integral Theory calls a spiritual emergency. At the same time, it was something that needed to happen very bad, and it awakened me in a jiffy. And so it's still with me to this day in my connection to higher consciousness, and God is very strong because of this early experience that happened to me at 21. So I was a junior in undergrad at the time, and I had stayed up all night writing a paper. And once I turned the paper in, I was absolutely exhausted. And I had the sense that I needed to lay down, but I also needed to wind down. And I had a cassette. Yes, this is in the age when cassettes were still active, although CDs were in circulation. But I had a cassette of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, and I played the first side. And it ends with the great gig in the sky, which is death, really. And it hit me lying on my bed, flat on my back, with my eyes open. I had my dorm room decorated with blue lights, and I only had the blue lights on. And which the guru Muktananda said that a blue light is the awakening, and you see blue light everywhere, so that's interesting. But I've always liked blue lights. So here we are, and I'm flat on my back, not quite ready to go to sleep, and I basically have the blue lights going, and I put on the first side of Dark Side of the Moon, the cassette, and I realize that it's all about time running out in death. And that's at least the way it hit me. I know it could have different interpretations, but it hit me as being all about death. And there was this profound sinking, this absolutely profound release that was happening. And as the music continued to play, I sank down. That's the best way to describe it. I sank down, and the sinking was mainly in my heart chakra. It was in the kind of center of the chest area where yogis will associate the heart chakra. And it was sinking from the top of my skin down towards my spine, and it was releasing tons of energy as it went sinking. And I got to the great gig in the sky, and my heart chakra, or, you know, of course your heart chakra is always at the spine, but it was really my conscious mind, conscious of the heart chakra. So the heart chakra is sinking. There's this sinking feeling in my chest. And I get to the last song, The Great Gig in the Sky, and it turns the corner. And my heart chakra sinks all the way down to the back of my spine. And from the heart chakra, the energy shot both up and down throughout my spine. If you think of the heart, it's kind of in the center, maybe upper center of the spine. And so when it hit my heart chakra opened wide, and the energy shot all along my spine. And the first side of the cassette clicked. And I sat there in the most relaxed, peaceful state that I had ever been in up to that point in life, save maybe the openness of early childhood. It was almost a return to how I felt in childhood. It was quite fascinating, and it stayed with me to this day. Once it happened, it never left. Now, to describe some of the difficulties integrating a Kundalini awakening, I would go to what Ken Wilber says, more state, less structure. And what happens is the spiritual, the state, goes up faster than the structure. And so if we think of the structure as psychological development and the state as kind of spiritual consciousness development, my state had gotten higher than my structure. So it took me a while to integrate this experience to where my structure and state matched. And the structure was done with a variety of spiritual teachers and obviously some work on my part, you know, with meditation, with self-examination, with journaling, with all sorts of things. And I was able to integrate, eventually, the structure with the state. Because, again, the state never really left me and hasn't left me to this day. And I still, actually, if you're interested, I offer group sessions. And I do basically transmissions of the Akasha in Barden terminology. But in Christian terminology, it would be something closer to the Holy Spirit. And these transmissions are basically done by sending people the Holy Spirit over Zoom. And everybody I have ever done this with says they feel very charged. They feel that it is very powerful. They can feel the energy, you know. And I'm being honest about that. I mean, if there was someone that just didn't feel it, I'd tell you, but everybody I've done it with has felt it. So if you're interested in that, you can actually contact me by emailing me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com, or you can go not to the Contemplative Light website because it's not advertised there, but you can also go to my personal website, which is clintsabom.com, and contact me through that. So, anyways, that's that. You know, I've kind of written about this in some blogs at Contemplative Light. And at Contemplative Light, we have tons of blogs. Tons and tons of blogs. So you might want to read through previous blogs, and I'm beginning to recirculate them. So you can follow us on our Facebook page, which has, man, I can't even remember what the last count was. It was probably about 12K, you know, followers. So it's an active Facebook page, and you can follow us there. And so, anyways, that's my experience with my Kundalini awakening. The lesson from this is, you know, those of you seeking this kind of enlightenment experience, or this, as they would say in Christian mysticism, this divine union, you know, it's kind of like, be careful what you wish for. Are you able to have the container to handle it? And, you know, most, you know, mystics, I feel, will encourage gradual enlightenment rather than sudden enlightenment. And that's at least the feedback I've gotten from my own spiritual teachers. And so, yeah, it's kind of like, be careful what you wish for. I have people in coaching clients that write me wanting a Kundalini awakening. And, you know, I try to just give some caveats that it'll happen in due time. It's not all it's cracked up to be. You know, there's so many different aspects of being that, you know, they all interchange, and we need to grow at our own pace, at our own speed, and know what's right for us, and just be content where we are now, and be grateful for what we have. At least that's my take on it. So I hope you enjoyed this story. I hope you stay in touch with Contemplative Light. Very excited to talk to all of you, and thank you again for continuing to subscribe, and I look forward to talking to you again in the next podcast.